and welcome to the very first episode of You Gotta See This. My name is Kayla, and with me is Derek.
Hi, I'm Derek.
And we're going to be talking about Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice. I keep calling it Batman and Superman.
It was a very big dawn.
Orphan Fight the movie.
Yeah, that's a good way of explaining it. We'll get into that later, though.
That's pretty much what we've been calling it since before it came out, so I forget the real name. So I'm going to turn that over to Derek since this was his movie. Actually, yeah. let's explain the format of the show.
Since it's the first one.
Yes.
And you're listening to it.
Yay!
Because it's an audio show.
Yes, it is.
That's why I'm not wearing pants. Anyway.
He is lying.
That's not true.
Okay. So this is our brand new show, and we kind of had the idea since we frequently recommend movies to each other that every other week we would make a show where one of us said, you gotta see this, and shows them.
That's where the name came from.
Yes, that's where the name came from. Shows the other a movie, or in today's case, one of us really wanted to see a movie in theaters, the other was kind of like, okay, I'll go with you.
Because it had Batman in it.
Which, I love Batman, but I just was not looking forward to this movie, so it's Derek's movie this week.
I don't know why you weren't looking forward to it. It met everything I wanted to see in a movie.
We'll get into that. But yes, since it is Derek's movie this week, which will alternate, I'll be in charge next time. But
God,
he gets to lead the
discussion. Okay, so anyway, like she said, we saw Batman vs. Superman Race to the Justice League. It was, that joke came from Honest Trailers, if you've never watched them on YouTube. They're pretty funny. But anyway.
This is not opportunity for us to plug other shows for free.
Yes, it is. There's always a chance to be friendly to other people.
Okay, well, I'll probably mention Geek Out Loud a few hundred times, so.
Yeah, see? I mean, that's what we do. They just don't know it yet. One day they may. I don't know.
Oh, so, Steve Glosson is getting an email from Kayla.
Okay, I don't know who he is. I'll figure it out. Every time you say something, I look away from the little outline I have next to me. So anyway, what were your initial impressions about the movie? Like, did you have any nope, that's the next part. So, initial impressions. Like I said, it's the first time. Or like Kayla said, so. We're still working out some kinks.
Yeah, we'll get there. I think my initial impressions were I didn't absolutely positively hate it, but I didn't.
That's good.
I didn't super enjoy it either.
You wouldn't go see it again like Deadpool.
Which we still haven't seen again.
Yeah, because we're busy people making a podcast TV show thing.
It's not a TV show. Anyway.
It is for the mind.
Okay. I didn't have big hopes for it, so I wasn't super let down.
Uh-huh.
But that being said, not my favorite.
Yeah.
At all, by any stretch of the imagination. And there were things in it that I liked, but there were more disappointments than things that I liked. I guess we'll say it that way.
Cool. So,
wait, what about you?
I can't really think about initial impressions because I keep thinking about the, expectations versus reality. But I guess my initial impressions were I was like, cinematography wise, it was really pretty. I really enjoyed some of the cinematic shots it had. The special effects at times were very interesting and very aesthetically pleasing.
I can see that.
However, a lot of the script writing could have been very elevated.
Yeah.
Honestly, some of the acting could have been very elevated at points. I guess it should go saying I'm a theater arts major, so I deal with theater and acting and all this kind of stuff all the time, so I guess I kind of can be very critical about that sort of stuff, but
you're a lot more critical than I am about it.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the movie, I was like, that was cool. It was a fun two-hour little jaunt that I...
Fun is not the word I would describe.
I had... I think I laughed more than I should, because I don't think it was a comedy.
I think we laughed at times we weren't supposed to.
Like when Bruce's parents got killed, that
should not have been funny.
No, but the fact that he could apparently fly was interesting. I guess we should say these shows are going to have spoilers in them, obviously. We'll disclaimer that in the, I don't know how podcasts work. We'll learn, because this is the first
time. Yeah, if people didn't want spoilers, they shouldn't listen to a movie discussion podcast.
Yeah, but also, that thing about him flying is, like, in the first 3 minutes of the movie. So, anyway.
Also a dream sequence.
Shh, don't tell him. Then it ruins the fun.
Okay. So, since you're so eager to get there, let's talk about expectation versus reality.
Yeah. Go.
Me? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm leading the discussion.
Like I said, I really didn't expect a lot from this movie. Uh-huh.
Drink from my Yeti cup.
Oh,
dropping
wow.
All the plugs.
Wow.
We're sponsored by no one.
Yeah, really. Give us money. We're poor.
College students.
No, okay. Back to the topic. I didn't have high expectations, so I can't really say that it didn't meet my expectations. Mm-hmm. I did not see the Superman movie with Henry Cavill.
I didn't either. I feel like seeing that would have added a lot to this movie.
Yeah. I do think there were two things that exceeded my expectations. First of all, Wonder Woman. The only times of the movie that I really can honestly say I enjoyed were when Wonder Woman was on screen, and I'll get into that a little bit deeper later. But that's one thing that exceeded. And then also, I've heard negative things about it, but I really enjoyed Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor. I don't know much about... I'm not a comic book person. I'm a superhero fan. I am a superhero movie fan. I'm a superhero TV show fan. I do not read comic books.
I want to.
Just have never had the opportunity, honestly. Grew up in a small town. No comic stores. Like, that's not a thing that I've been exposed to. So I don't know all the history and intricacies of Lex Luthor character. I enjoyed his crazy. I thought it was fun. I like Jesse Eisenberg, and I liked seeing him
do
something.
He's a very good actor.
Well, and I liked seeing him do something that wasn't just, like, yes, there was a little bit of the, like, smart, pompous person, but he had some crazy in there, and I liked seeing that from him. So he exceeded my expectations there. I did have higher hopes for Batfleck. Isn't that what they're calling him? Ben Affleck, Batman person?
Oh, sure, yeah. I was like, what the
fuck? But that, I can't really blame that, I don't think, on Ben Affleck. I liked his portrayal of Batman. I did not like what he was given to portray. I don't like angry, mad, branding people Batman.
That was interesting.
I don't like robot Batman, which is basically what I felt like happened at one point.
Apparently that's from a comic book, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
Where Zack Snyder wanted to perfectly recreate it, but
at the beginning I had high hopes for Batman because he was like worried about the people in his building and, you know, saving the little girl and stuff. I thought all that was really cool, and that was very like from the heart kind of Batman stuff, but then he was just angry the rest of the movie.
I just had the thought, I think that scene where he's having the building broken is from the Man of Steel.
Yeah. It definitely is.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I figured that out, for sure.
It just hit me. I was like, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Because I looked at the little Wikipedia article, too, for a little refresher.
I figured that out just because I did know the basic premise of Man of Steel, and I knew there was, like, Zod and aliens, and the whole city was blown up, and that was, like, a big problem with fans. No. I mean, I don't know. I can't really speak to it because I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen The Avengers? Oh, you haven't seen Man of Steel. Yeah.
You know I've seen The Avengers.
Yeah. I'm going to take a sip from my Avengers cup.
Okay, aren't you?
I'm not.
Cool.
That's water, like, 5 days ago.
Okay. Because
water goes bad.
Talk about your expectation. Please.
So, yeah. I'm sorry. No. What if I.
You
no,
were so
I'm,
excited to
I'm
a
muting.
Second ago.
I'm muting the mic. I'm just kidding. Anyway. I honestly didn't go in it with any expectations except for the fact that I wanted Batman and Superman to punch each other in the face. And that's pretty much what happened. On the thing about Lex Luthor, if that was his real name.
Alexander.
Hamilton.
No, seriously. apparently his dad was Lex Luthor and he's Alexander Luthor, so Lex Luthor Jr.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's meant to be like, he's not the Lex Luthor from the comics, he's our own new Alexander, like, I don't know.
I feel like Lex Luthor probably died in Man of Steel, and we just don't know that.
I don't know, I don't understand that whole thing, but I liked him. Go on, I'm sorry.
For me, he was way too close to how I feel like the Joker would have looked and acted in that universe. Because of the fact that Batman was such a big part of the movie.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that since he didn't die, did he?
No, he went to jail. Was in the jail and they shaved his head and he was going ding 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 ding.
The joke, I don't know. I can't think. The Joker's last name is something white, but that's an alias. So, I don't know. I feel like he may turn into the Joker from the way he was already going crazy, and now he's in jail.
Yeah. I actually heard someone, I said earlier I would mention Geek Out Loud at least once.
However, yeah. The fact that Joker was already referenced with Batman because of his suit.
Oh, yeah.
So there already is a Joker. So that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I heard Steve Glosson on Geek Out Loud, what up, Steve, mention that he was looking forward to maybe seeing a less Joker Riddler type Lex Luthor in the next movie.
I could see that.
Because he did compare him to the Joker and the Riddler. I like my villains a little crazy, so like I thought it was cool. And I thought it was a cool mesh of, like, the Batman villain versus the Superman villain all in one.
The thing for me, though, is I've always seen... Lex Luthor is always a very level... Well, then he wasn't Lex Luthor, though. He was Lex Luthor's kid. But Lex Luthor is a very level-headed individual, and he uses intellectuality. That's a word. Nope.
Made it up.
Something I don't have, apparently, to fight a man from space. So...
It credits Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor.
So I don't understand. I was so confused. Anyway, that honestly took me out of the movie a lot because I had to keep questioning who and what and where and why for that character. But what were some of the other things you talked about expectation-wise?
I talked about, like, what I expected from Batman and Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah. I was kind of hoping... Because I'm a big fan of the Arkham Asylum, Arkham Knight, Arkham City games. I played the crap out of Arkham Asylum. I'm just recently starting up Arkham City. Yeah, I know I'm behind, but I like to save money, so I buy the games when they're like $5 and $10 on Steam. But anyway, I'm a huge fan of those, and Batman doesn't have to have a weird voice in those, apparently. He can actually have Bruce Wayne's voice and talk normally and not have to have like a weird filter. And the fact that I'm assuming it's a continuation from the Dark Knight series, but the fact that Batman had to create a filter for his name or for his suit was also a little thing that just kind of, I was like, did that add to the character? Did that take away from the character? I don't know. Probably not. But, I mean, honestly, I didn't have many expectations. I just thought it was going to be really good. Not really good. I just thought it was going to be fun to watch. And that's pretty much what it was. There was a lot of points where I was just like, what the, like, what? What is this? Also, something that made me laugh a lot was the fact that I don't really remember 100% off the top of my head the geography of Metropolis and Gotham, but apparently they are only a bay apart. And the part where Lex Luthor was like, you have to go fight him. Where is he? He's over there. And like, he just points at the sky. I was just like, oh, come on. There was a lot of, oh, come on moments in this movie.
I feel like for you, it was fun to watch, but it wasn't for the right reasons.
Yeah. It was like, it was kind of like going to a high school theater.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Don't hate on the high schoolers. Come on.
No, but it was a really fun movie. Anyway, I think we should, since we've got all that out of the way, let's move on to what our favorite part was. Because all I've really heard me say personally, and a little bit of Kayla, was how it didn't really meet what we wanted it to be. So what was your favorite part?
Anytime Wonder Woman was on screen.
Okay, your non-feminist viewpoint.
No, really. Like, all feminism aside, I enjoyed the parts where she was on the screen because I was having fun and not for the dumb reasons. Oh my gosh.
You can't see it, but I'm winking very slowly.
And my eyes have already rolled, so.
Anyway, go back to because they were the most fun.
I had fun when she was on screen. I loved the, like, guitar riff, although I didn't think it really fit with the movie. Anytime she was on screen, there was, like, this guitar riff. Do you not remember that?
No.
Like the music changed to this, like, rockin' awesome stuff. I don't know how to explain it.
See it again, then.
Well, it was really cool. Like, it was this badass Amazon stuff. It was awesome.
When she was, like, doing stuff, or when she was just on screen?
Well, okay, maybe not, like, every time she was on screen, but, like, during the fight, when she was being a total bad A.
I remember it there.
Like, yeah, but, okay, that's what I meant.
Okay, cool.
Well, that was fun, but it didn't really fit the movie. But I did. I enjoyed watching her. I loved her attitude. Like, whenever there's this one moment where, what's the big giant monster thing?
Doomsday?
Doomsday? That's his name? Okay. There was this moment where, like, Doomsday, like, hits her, or throws her down or something, and she just, like, turns around and looks at him like, haha, you're funny, and then just, like, goes back after him. I loved that. I loved how true to, like, classic Wonder Woman she was. She had the star-spangled, like, blingy outfit. She didn't have some adaptation of her outfit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, there were some adaptations to make it a real costume that would fit on a human, but it wasn't like Robot Batman. It wasn't like...
That wasn't apparently a real costume.
It was very classic. It was very classic. And, like, yes, I know Robot Batman might have been an actual costume in the comics at one point, but it's not... We don't see, like, that classic Batman anymore. We don't see classic Robin in his tights and junk. Like, I love that kind of stuff. I love the 80s, 90s Batman movies. I will go ahead and say it. Inform a lot of this podcast. I'm sorry. I do. I love them so much.
I might have to disagree with your comment of Batman's costume not being close to the old one.
Yeah.
As compared to what, what was the Dark Knight series? Who did that one?
Nolan. Yeah.
As of Nolan's, his was very different from,
No, I'm not saying Superman and Batman's costumes for most of the movie weren't, like, true to their comic book.
Okay.
But, like, that's been a thing in the past where, like, their costumes didn't look like the comic books, and they tried to make it so real world. Wonder Woman wasn't real world. She had a lasso that could lasso Doomsday. Like, come on, that's super awesome.
Looking at it from here, I never noticed all these veins and crap on his costume.
There's, like, creepy veins on Batman.
I love this picture, though. He's just like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
But you don't like that?
He's
a robot man. He looks like Iron Man, and he looks like...
For some context, since this is not a visual medium, Derek, he's looking at pictures of Robo-Batman, as I have come to call him. I hated that because he walked around like a robot, and he had glowy eyes, and it was, like, super bulky, and I was like, really? Oh my gosh.
The glowing eyes they didn't really do much for me.
He was just, like, evil demon Batman. Cool. I didn't like it.
Once again, aesthetically, it was like cool. Oh, apparently, look, this is Robin's outfit.
Oh.
That Joker wrote on. Sorry, I'm looking at pictures on Google,
he's
like she said.
He's image searching things from this movie that we might have missed.
Yeah.
Anyway, I liked Wonder Woman because she was legit and fun and cool. And she lassoed Colossus with her golden lasso of...
Colossus is an X-Men?
I can't talk. Not Colossus.
Doomsday. Because
I get
he's...
all the words mixed up. Okay, she lassoed him with the golden lasso of magicalness.
I did like that they brought that in.
Like,
and did you see her in invisible airplane? It was there.
It was there.
Yeah, okay, her jet was there. It was on the corner.
Okay, good. Yeah, it was in every shot of the movie.
No, just the fight, in case she needed to get away.
Oh yeah, well, I just think in the Warner Brothers DC business, They try really, really, really way too hard to make their superheroes real world.
Uh-huh.
When it's like, you're still in Metropolis. You're still in Gotham. Like, this is not real world. Why does it have to be so gritty and like, oh, we're so real? No! Have fun with it! Put some dang magic lassos on the screen. That's fun! I love it! I want them to do more of that with Batman. I want them to do... I mean, Superman, yes, he flies and he has laser eyes. Like, that's a thing. But, like... Like, Batman is... I don't want to hate on Batman. We're talking about our favorite parts. So I've told you my favorite part. Wonder Woman was legit. Wonder Woman was awesome. And that's not just because she's a girl. She was just awesome. And I can't wait for her actual movie. Okay, your turn.
So, I thought my favorite part... Oh, there was a lot of them. Mainly because... a lot of them came because they made me laugh.
Okay. Serious favorite part. Not...
Jeez.
Not making fun of it.
When Superman died. No, I'm just kidding. Spoiler! He dies. And doesn't come back ever. Let me think. I should have been thinking, but I was looking at pictures. I mean, my favorite part had to have been the part where they fought, because that was the whole premise of the movie, you know? Like, that was the point. There was a lot of stupid things that happened in it, but the fact that they fought was pretty cool, and the fact that Batman won in an eternal struggle between Batman versus Superman, I was like, hell yeah. Do it, Batman.
He won until he heard his mama's name.
Yeah, and then he became a person again. But yeah. I think that would be my favorite one.
Yeah.
Which probably wasn't yours because that was Robo Batman. But I thought he looked baller, and the fact that even though it was a robot suit, he still put his little bat ears on it. He's so cute. Look at him. He's got old bat ears. Oh, look at him. He's got his armor and his bat belt. He just looks a lot like video game characters and stuff that I know from, like, being... I mean, one of my favorite superheroes is Iron Man. And literally, it's Batman wearing an Iron Man suit.
But it's, like, bulky robo Iron Man. It's not, like, super cool finesse.
Yeah. I mean, he was definitely not his karate fighting ninja self person thing friend. But... It was still cool. Like, it showed off the fact that Batman uses gadgets because he doesn't have superpowers. So he built a gadget that he could beat the crap out of Superman with. Which, looking back on it, it wasn't really helping him much near the end because Superman was kind of breaking through it, but it was still pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that was probably my favorite part. I mean, I'm sure there was little intricacies that I'm not remembering. But let's move on to your least favorite part. What was that? Was that Batman suit?
Was that my favorite part? The fight between Batman and Superman.
Why? Why? You gotta explain why. Why was that your least favorite?
Because it's your favorite.
Okay, and good. No, I mean,
I'm just kidding! Okay, well, part of the reason I didn't expect much from this movie is because I don't really like when my heroes are fighting. I want my heroes to be buddies and fight the bad guys.
So are you excited for Marvel's Civil War?
I mean, I am because, like, yay, more Marvel, but also, like, ugh, my babies are fighting and I don't like it.
Yeah, but they're fighting for Bucky. Does that make you happy?
I don't like Bucky that much.
But that is what the whole fight is about, obviously. Or at least that looks like the direction that movie's going in.
I don't know. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about, Derek.
Anyway.
I didn't like their fight because I thought Batman was just being hateful. I don't think he had... I mean, okay, I kind of understand, like, the, oh, he's a menace to society, he's a dangerous thing. But, like, he never even attempted to, like...
Listen.
Reason with Superman in any way. And, like... That messed with me. I understand. I completely understand the fear in that, like, imagining a society with a Superman. I understand the fear. I understand worrying about the abuse of power. But he obviously was trying to use it for
communicate.
Good.
Communicate? Well, no, even in that section, he was trying to communicate with Batman.
Yeah.
And Batman was like, F you.
Yeah, and it took, like, random dumb luck that their mom's name was the thing.
It took an ass pull, as one of my buddies likes to call, where a movie literally just pulls something out of its ass to make what it wants to happen happen.
Well, I feel like...
Excuse me for cursing there, but that was the best way to explain my topic.
Once or twice, so don't you. Yeah.
Female dog.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding.
I bet
keep
you
going.
You did not just say that.
I didn't. I said I was talking to dog name here.
We do not have a dog.
Fine, just tell them, jeez.
Anyway. I didn't like the fact that Batman was just like plunging into this with nothing but hate and
Yeah, they didn't do a very good job of explaining why. Because I was sitting there, I was
like,
trying to pay attention.
I wanted the lead up to have, like, them have a confrontation other than just, like, he hits him with the Batmobile and then spins away. And, like, I wanted them to talk or something.
If I see you again, you're dead.
I understand that, like, Clark and Bruce talk to each other, but it wasn't even, like, angrily. It was just, like, talking. Kind of, like, from what I remember. Mm-hmm. And the whole... Here's what gets me, too. The whole movie, Alfred is like, dude, calm down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, why don't you listen to Alfred? He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And so it just...
It's because he wasn't Michael Caine.
I was frustrated with Batman the whole movie. And I love Batman. Like, I've loved Batman since I was a little kid. I was frustrated with him the whole movie. And then that fight was just like, oh my gosh, you're clomping around in this robot suit. It's the boringest fight I've ever seen. Where is my Batman that uses his grappling hook to, like, swing around and kick people and doesn't need a gun every second of the day? Like, that's the other thing. Batman used to be clever and witty and use all his little gadgets, as you say.
Well, he was the ultimate detective.
His gadgets weren't just, like, guns and robot suits. It was like... Random grenade things and boot batarangs. Like, what? Yes, where was
things he used all throughout the movie?
But not in that fight. I'm griping about that fight in particular.
Oh, okay.
Like, that fight was literally just, I'm gonna clump around and keep using brute force until I kill you.
Well, he also used the like, kryptonite gas.
Yeah.
Which didn't last very long.
It was annoying. It just shot out of a gun and used it. Yeah. And, like, it wasn't like...
He literally was noob tubing, if anybody's played Call of Duty.
It was just... I just really did not enjoy that fight at all.
I do feel like that fight... I like movies and I like things that have a purpose. And the purpose leads up to, like, a climax. That fight felt like... This is what people came to see, so we have to fight.
We have to put this in here, yeah.
But then we don't really want to fight, so, Martha's our parents' name. Cool. We ended the fight, now we're friends immediately.
Yeah.
But, like...
Which, okay, I get why that name ended Batman's run.
Because that was cool.
It stopped in his tracks because everything he has done for the past... Year, however like, many years is because he lost his parents as a kid. So, like, I get why that stopped him in his tracks. I totally do. And, like, I don't really have as big a problem. I make the joke, like, yes, my mom's name is Martha. Yours is too. Wow, let's be buddies. Like, I do make that joke. But I understand why that was the stopper. I just didn't like the fight itself.
Yeah.
I wish that they had done it in a more, like, Batman is super cool way. And rather than just, like, I tried to get muscles and metal and kryptonite to kill you. It was especially pronounced how much I didn't enjoy that fight. I'll try to be positive here.
Yeah.
It was didn't enjoy it when, like, 5 minutes later, I super enjoyed when he broke Superman's mom out. Because that was, to me, that was, like,
that was
awesome
really cool.
Batman finesse. Right there. Like, that all was really good. So I'll be nice about that part.
Yeah, that...
But it only enunciated how much I didn't like... Is enunciated the proper word? I don't think it is.
Pronounced, I think is the word you're looking for. Brought to the forefront.
emphasized.
There you go.
It only emphasized how much I didn't like
the other fight.
Batman v Superman fight.
Thinking back on it, that wasn't my favorite part. My favorite part was when they fought Doomsday. Because that was like the pinnacle of cinematography in the movie.
That was really good. Yeah.
Honestly, the Batman versus Superman fight wasn't really that interesting.
That's why I didn't like it.
He kind of just punched Superman.
Let's clump around this way. Let's clump around the other way because we ran out of
floor. Let's jump through a wall.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool to see them fight, but looking back on it, the Doomsday fight was much cooler. And plus, Batman was being Batman in the Doomsday fight, too. Because he shot something at Doomsday and then, like, spun around his arm and, like, flew off somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Batman did what he could from the sidelines and helped the others to do their, like, supernatural kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So what was your least favorite?
I mean, I've been thinking about it. And it's... I think it's between Lex Luthor, the character, and Superman. No, I thought that was really cool, but he should have been a different character. Like, looking on it, I couldn't get past the fact that all of his intricacies were things of Batman villains, but he was named this other villain that wasn't really that villain's name. And I was just like...
Lex Luthor was crazy.
No,
is he not crazy?
Lex Luthor is kind of like, from Marvel. He's kind of like Tony Stark, but evil. So he has a huge corporation, he has all these people working for him, but then on the side, he tries to kill Superman because he doesn't like Superman or something.
I felt like that's what he did in this movie.
Yeah, but he's not crazy. He's like, from what I know, and I don't know much about Superman, but
you don't like Superman.
Yeah, F Superman. I'm glad he died. That was honestly that was my second least favorite part.
Was Superman dying?
Yes, because it was so stupid.
Why was it just stupid?
I have this pole. I love you. I'm the only one out of the three super people here that can stab that man with
the... He was! He's the only anybody... one that can fly!
Batman could have ran up and stabbed him!
Batman can't fly.
He was hovering. He was not flying.
He flew from, like, one side of the battlefield over to Colossus and plunged it into...
In, like, five
not Colossus.
Minutes.
What's his name again? Doomsday. I keep saying Colossus. I'm sorry.
He's like... He flew, like, 2 miles an hour. I don't know. That part, I was just like, they have to kill him,
I don't think anyone else could have done that. I truly don't. Because, like, Batman couldn't have done it because Batman is... I'm sorry, but Batman's a mortal man. And Colossus can, like, do this and Batman's dead.
Yeah.
He can, like, hit his chest
also,
and Batman's dead.
Also, Colossus can, you know, get hit
it's
by
not
a
Colossus.
Supersonic...
It's not Colossus.
Supersonic teen
What's
war machine.
His name?
Yeah, it's Doomsday, because it's Superman's Doomsday.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep doing that.
That's the joke on his name that really isn't
I'm
a
so
joke.
Sorry.
But anyway, I feel like those are my two
Doomsday
least favorite.
Doomsday could kill Batman by, like, flicking him with his finger.
Yeah.
And so Batman used his brain and stayed on the edges and did what he could.
I mean, Batman
Wonder
was,
Woman
honestly...
Can't fly.
Honestly, Batman was the one... Yeah, she can. In the no, she can't, because that's why she has the
fly.
Plane.
She has an invisible plane.
Yeah, I just thought about that. But anyway, Batman was the one that killed Doomsday, anyway, because he made the spear. So, what this movie said is Batman is the greatest superhero of the DC universe, because without him, Superman would have died, Wonder Woman would have died... I mean, she could have lassoed him, but I think he would have got her eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, he was swiggy, swooty, for that booty, you know? I mean, that was what was happening in that scene.
Wonder Woman's more
vivacious.
Invincible than Batman.
Yeah, but Batman could have just been chilling.
Batman's vincible.
Minding his business.
He's vincible.
Yeah, that's why he needs a metal suit.
I hate that thing.
So... Kayla, if you could have changed anything, would you? Or what would you have changed?
So, other than Robo-Batman.
Robo-Batman.
This is kind of a stretch. I would have changed
Lex Luthor's character
to this movie.
Oh.
I would have laid some groundwork as to a relationship between Batman and Superman and why they might hate each other, and then do Batman 5, Superman, Dawn of Justice.
So you would have had some foreplay before sending them into the bedroom and fighting. Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay, you asked earlier how I felt about Civil War. Like, yes, not my favorite thing in the world. We'll see how it turns out. But I mean, at least with that one, we have had how many movies of eight? Iron Man?
Oh, no, I mean talking about just Marvel in general.
Well, yeah, but like we've had multiple movies that were this buildup of like Iron Man and Tony, not Iron Man and Tony.
Iron Man and Tony and Stark, man, all the guys. That's literally me, myself, and
Iron
I.
Iron Man and Cap have been...
Cappuccino?
Yeah. Have been at each other's throats at various points in their movies for, like, a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had this lead-up, and it makes sense as to why they're, like, aggravated with each other. Because we've seen these characters develop, and we've seen them have different views and different ideologies about things. So, like, yes, I don't like my heroes to fight, but it helps, at least, whenever I see why they're fighting and understand it. With this one, it was just like, I'm Batman and I'm angry, and I'm gonna kill him. And I'm Superman. I'm Superman, and I have no idea who Batman is. And then
but he's a vigilante tried to kill on the road.
Me. Oh my gosh. Like, oh, but I'm gonna worry about this Gotham vigilante, because he finally figures out, hey, Batman might be a threat. But, like, there's no, I really wish we could have at least had a Batman movie with Ben Affleck being Batman to help introduce us. Because that was part of it, too, was this whole movie we were, like, introduced to Ben Affleck Batman. And it was like, I want to get to know this character before his only focus is killing Superman.
Yeah.
I want to see him be a hero. I think that's part of the problem, talking this out, is... All we've seen from this Batman is hate and anger. And I want to see Batman be a hero so I can feel good about being on his side.
That's true.
So that's what I would have changed. I would have, like, given some more lead up to this movie than just like, oh, look, we're going to have him fight because we need to get to Justice League.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the same. I also feel like Marvel has a little bit of a cop-out with the Civil War in the way that this movie didn't, because Civil War is like a whole comic series. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming there's a comic series where Batman fights Superman.
I think it's kind of like a known factor that Batman and Superman haven't always gotten along.
But I don't feel like there's actual like a script that they could go off of, you know? So I feel like they did okay with what they were given. But with what they were given, they could have done so much more. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Because the fact that, yes, Batman's awesome, Superman's Superman, and if they fight, that would be so cool. But honestly, that fight wasn't even, like, the climax of the movie. It was a character climax for Batman, but it wasn't for anybody else, like... Yeah, and if Batman is the main character and he's the focal point of the movie, then it should have been the climax for everyone. But the climax for everyone was when Superman dies. Yeah. Because at that point, nothing will be the same for everyone. You know?
Batman and Superman have fought in the comics, just so you know.
I know. But I'm saying, like, there's... Like, the Civil War is a whole, like, lineage, you know?
Yeah. I get what
like, you mean. Like, there's video games about it. There's all these things about it. It's very well known.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Batman fighting Superman is just kind of one of those things that people are like, oh man, that would be so cool. And then there's, like, I guess there's some comics about it. So, I feel like they could have gone in a lot of different directions, and the direction they went in probably wasn't the best one. But it still made for an interesting movie, you know? But, like, what would if I could change anything... I mean... I feel like I would have changed the script a lot. I would have, you know, gone through a few more revisions, and taking a little more time getting this movie on its feet, because, like, yeah, it was interesting and it was cool to watch, like, aesthetically, but besides the aesthetic, oh man, look at those explosions, look at that cool punching, oh my god, here's Batman, he's gonna punch, you know, the dialogue and the plot and everything was very, I'm not even gonna say convoluted, because it wasn't, it was just very, like, bland, I guess is a good word.
That's the word I was just thinking of.
It was, we know you came here to watch these superheroes fight, so we don't have to write a very good story, but we are going to set up subsequent stories that will be told, which that part was really cool, but it kind of made this movie feel like...
Race to the Justice League.
Yeah, no, there's another... It kind of made it feel like Warlords of Draenor.
Don't get into that with me.
If anybody plays World of Warcraft, they know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I mean... I have a really good feeling about what's coming in the upcoming movies, but I do feel like, going off of, we've been talking about the Avengers and Marvel movies, because they're the best ones to, you know, bounce ideas off of, and, like, Marvel movies are written very well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the story, the plot, the climaxes, they all happen in very good, sometimes they have a very short angle of attack, and then sometimes they have a very long, where they have a lot of backstory, like Guardians of the Galaxy. You got a lot of backstory before the first climax happened.
Yeah.
And that was what that movie needed.
Yes.
This movie had a very early point of attack, and it left you wondering a lot.
Yeah.
Which, in that wonder and confusion, it didn't really set up the rest of the movie very well. Mm-hmm. And you were... I understood Batman thought Superman was gonna, like, you know, hurt a lot of people or something. But besides that... That was
the power that he had, I feel like.
Yeah, but besides that, I was just like, he has it yet.
Yeah.
And if you become friends with him, he may not.
Let it be known, this is what happens when you don't return people's phone calls.
Yeah, like, but no. He goes extremely passive-aggressive and decides he's just going to kill it before...
Yeah.
I mean, he became... I mean, you know what they say. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. And I feel like that's...
Is that what they say?
No, that's just what another Batman movie says. But, I feel like that's kind of what happened. You know, Batman... Also, Batman killed a lot of people in this movie, which went against his code of killing people. I mean, technically, you didn't see them die, so they didn't have to technically die, but it looked a lot like they were dead. Like, that's some people exploded.
They looked pretty dead.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's fine.
Yeah. Anyway,
no big deal.
So, I mean, that's kind of what I would change. So, next thing on our agenda was, who was your favorite? I guess I could ask the question, or I could just answer it for you, because I think I know who it was. It was Superman, right?
No.
Okay, good. Thank God.
It was totally Alfred.
Was it really?
No, I'm kidding. I mean, like, yeah, mad props to Alfred for being the only sensible person in this movie.
Lois was
pretty sensible, too. We haven't even, like, barely even talked about Lois Lane, like...
She was pretty.
I love Amy Adams.
I do feel like...
She wasn't Superman's girlfriend because Superman
was she. Was she Lois in the last movie?
Yes.
It kind of took me out of the movie a little bit because I kept thinking of her as. Let me find it. IMDb Batman versus Spider-Man.
Nope.
True. Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice. It's got 7.2 now. I guess that's up from whatever it was. I don't want to say she was in it and then her not be in it.
In Man of Steel?
No.
Oh.
The Justice League Part 1 apparently has started filming. That's cool.
Yeah.
So that'll be in about a year. I'm just kidding. Yeah, okay, I was right. I kept seeing her as Susan from Talladega Nights. The girl that Bobby...
Yeah. You didn't realize that was Amy Adams?
No, I did, but I was just sitting there like, is that her? I think that's her. Is she going to make love to Superman on that table? I mean, with everybody watching? Gosh. So I couldn't get over that.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was just like, I wish they would have casted somebody else, but I mean, she's pretty to look at, so...
We love Amy Adams.
Like, she's very good. I like her a lot.
I liked her a lot, but, like, she was not my favorite. My favorite, I know you're all in, like, shock and awe, was Wonder Woman. She was awesome. I loved...
What is this picture?
Okay, hey, they
can't...
Can this
be our thumbnail?
They can't see the picture.
No. They can, it could be if we put it as a thumbnail.
Okay, for
I'll
those
post it on
of
the
you
Twitter
listening...
At some point. Whenever I make a Twitter for this show.
Yeah, it's a picture of Amy Adams and Henry Cavill. And Henry Cavill basically looks like the guy from...
Psycho?
No. What's that kid's show with the...
He looks like Lazy Town.
Lazy Town!
Yeah.
I'm glad you understood what I was talking about.
Yeah, I can see it.
He looks like the guy from Lazy Town, the evil guy.
I can't remember his name, though. But he's going to make us not exercise. Look at him. Also, she needs to get a better dress, because that is...
Do you not remember her in the movie with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
In the
That 70s was a great movie. It's called American Hustle.
Yeah.
And it also had...
Lots of sad boobs.
It also had Batman in it.
What?
Not Ben Affleck.
Oh, the
last
other Batman.
Nolan.
No. Nolan directed them.
Dang it! I'm so bad at this. Okay, anyway.
That's his name.
So that was your favorite character.
No, my favorite character was Wonder Woman because she was so cool. And not just, like, when she was fighting, but, like...
Her character was very interesting and compelling.
Yes, the actress did a fantastic job. Let me find her name so I can give her credit.
I think it was Adula
Diana Prince, yes. Gal Gadot is her name, and she is fantastic. Gal Gadot, that is her name.
Okay.
And I loved her. I loved...
Why does this one have to be... Oh, because they're on the side.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay. No. I loved how she worked with Batman whenever, like, she took the little flash drive thingy and she was like, I just borrowed it, jeez.
Yeah,
like,
that was
she
cute.
Was so clever. She was so spunky. I don't know if spunky's the right word. She was sassy.
She had a very,
And I loved her outfits, too, because she always had, like, random accessories that were very, like, Wonder Woman-esque.
Mm.
Like, the gold necklaces
it
and
hinted to it, but
yes.
It was not blatantly, I'm Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Catwoman, that was her name. She had a very Catwoman-esque feel to her, which I thought was cool.
Oh, you mean, like, in her banter with Batman?
Yes.
Okay.
How they interacted and how she interacted with him, which I thought was really cool, that was the same statement twice.
Yeah. I did love that because, like, I always, as a kid, was like, ugh, why does Wonder Woman always get lumped with Superman? Like, everyone knows her and Batman, like, are totally doing it. So.
Or friends. I mean, just because she has a lasso and Batman is the Dark Knight does not mean that they have to be doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we do Foley sound effects on this show.
Bow chicka bow.
I don't know how to make that with the stuff I have around me.
I don't know what you're doing, but I want you to stop.
I was making Foley sounds, which is sound effects on the go.
Okay.
Or things.
Okay, your turn.
Okay.
Favorite character.
I just want to do a little shout out to Lawrence Fishburne because I felt like we were in the Matrix the whole time. But no. My favorite character... No, not him. he died in like the first 2 minutes on screen.
I don't know who you're talking about, but I love your just random not him.
What's his name? Scott McNair, who was Wallace Keefe. The guy who was like, she didn't know. And like, he's like, kill her or something. And then he kills the guy.
Oh, like the CIA.
Yeah.
CIA.
Honestly, I guess out of these, I guess it was Ben Affleck. I think he did. I know he was still angsty and he was very, you know, I don't care about anybody. I'm going to kill Superman. But that I feel like was because
That was what he was given.
I feel like the way he acted, Batman, and honestly, the picture I've shown you a few times, I lost the page, but the one where he's, like, looking at Batman, like, what the f*** am I supposed to do? Or he's looking at Superman, like, what? How do I help? Like, this picture defines Batman sometimes to me. And he's looking over, if you search on Google, if you're doing this, go on Google right now while you're listening. I'll give you a few seconds. Okay, or you could just pause. I'm not going to stop talking. Search Batman versus Superman Batman. And it's the second link, or it's like the second picture, and it's just Ben Affleck just staring at the camera like, I don't know. I honestly think he did a really good job as Batman. I feel like the direction that the whole, like, the director took with Batman could have been different, but I feel like he did I feel like he was probably my favorite character.
I feel like he did what he could with what he was given.
Yeah, and that's why he's, you know, the top person. First build only, apparently. Anyway, who was your least favorite character? Batman? Batman?
Batman? I actually liked Batman.
Was it Batman?
Yeah, it was Spider-Man, but he wasn't even in this movie, so...
Yeah, it's because he's in a different universe.
I think my least favorite character was... I don't know. The guy that tried to kill Lois. No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to think of his name. The guy in the wheelchair.
Oh!
He was a jerk.
He's from, like, a lot of movies.
Wallace Keefe, was that his name?
Let me see.
Helpful.
Maybe?
That was him. I mean, I just didn't quite understand his motivation because, like, yes, I understand he was mad at Superman, but, like, I don't understand why he was mad at Batman too? Or was that... Because, like, all the letters he sent back to him where he was so angry about the checks or whatever, like, I don't understand why he was angry about the checks. Batman saved his life. Yeah. And then he sent him money to help him.
I mean, that was another one of those things where...
Was that...
Let
me just ask what you thought, because I kind of just remembered. Did Luther... organize that? Did Luther, like, intercept... I know he planted the bomb, but did he intercept, like, the checks and write mean things, or was that all on him?
It could have been. That would play into the fact that Luther's the Joker, because he was writing, like, the Joker on his checks. But I never even thought about that. No, I don't think it was that.
I don't know. I didn't like that guy because... I felt like he should have been grateful to Batman for saving him.
I mean, once again, that was one of those things that the movie just did what the movie wanted, where I don't feel like it really flowed into into the universe they were building for the audience.
Yeah, so, like, I guess that wasn't so much of, like, I didn't like the character as I didn't understand how they were using the character.
Uh-huh.
I guess if I have, like, a least favorite character based on character alone... Probably Superman, because, like, I just find Superman incredibly boring.
Yeah, because he can't get killed by anything but green rocks. They're minerals, dang it!
Terrible, but, like... Oh, no. Doomsday was my least favorite character.
Doomsday? But Doomsday was so cool. He was CGI. He was, like, my best friend. I would have thought it would have been Emperor Zod.
Emperor Zod wasn't even in the movie.
He was in the movie. He was dead.
His voice was in the movie, I think. It was. Maybe.
I mean, he's not marketed. Maybe. He's right here.
I don't know. He was in... He was
beautiful. Look at him.
He was the villain in Man of Steel.
Yeah. I kind of want to watch that now, because I like Emperor Zod, because he wants to kill Superman just as much as I do. Anyway, my least... Did I already talk about mine?
No.
I'm sure y'all could probably guess, because I already ragged on him a lot. It was Lex Luthor. I feel like I don't know. But then again, that will change if what I was feeling about the character is true in subsequent movies. So, I mean, it may have just been adolescence, and then, like, after being in jail, he, like, his crazy turns into a subdued crazy, like, where it's internal a lot. Like, that would be cool, but having it that outward, it's way too close to a lot of Batman villains, and yeah. I just felt like I think he was
just entitled.
Yeah, I could see that, too.
I don't think it was so much the crazy... Like, he had a streak of crazy in him, but I think it was from being entitled and then being told no. Like, but, like, I loved him and his interactions with Senator Finch, who I
Those have were not cool.
mentioned yet, but I loved her. Mm-hmm. Thought she was cool. I loved the thing with the granny's peach tea or whatever.
Yeah, that was fun.
I thought that was really funny, and I was like, oh my gosh, something's about to go down! I liked Luther, but that's probably partially because I don't know enough about actual comic book Luther.
Well, anyway, we're getting close to the end of the show, so I'm gonna just shoot some questions at you, Kayla, because I kind of noticed them. I thought they were really cool. But I was wondering how you thought, or what you were thinking when they happened. So there was the part where Batman falls asleep, and he goes into a post-apocalyptic world. As a person who doesn't know much background on Batman and the DC universe, what was going through your mind when that happened?
Are you talking about, like, when he had the trench coat on or whatever?
Yeah, when he was post-apocalyptic Batman.
Is that what that is?
That's what I like to call
Batman
it.
Batman is like Barbie. Like, you have
you have robot Batman.
And you have post-apocalyptic Batman. And you have Batman with his Batmobile accessories. Oh, also,
I'll get to that in a second. That's another thing that was just like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I mean, I thought he was just, like, internalizing the fact that he had to get the kryptonite from the people. I didn't realize that was, like, a post-apocalyptic thing.
He was having a vision into the future.
Yeah.
Which I think...
If that was the future?
Yep.
But he got the kryptonite and it wasn't the same. How was he having a vision?
He was falling... I don't remember how or why it happens, but that was a direct link to what's going to happen in the future. Because
so like, is he gonna steal the kryptonite again in a post-apocalyptic world?
I don't remember. I mean, maybe. I don't know much about Darkseid, which apparently was the big villain in that area. But that really kind of shot me back to Injustice: Gods Among Us, where mm-hmm. it's essentially like you're in that world for a little while, and Batman's like, I don't know.
Isn't that Batman v Superman, basically?
Yeah, but there's a lot of other things. It's essentially Civil War, but between Batman and Superman, rather than...
So Stark it does have a precedent.
Mm-hmm. But I don't remember the title of the comic. Also, another one. Just because these are kind of rapid-firing, because we were trying to keep this to an hour, and that means we have 2 minutes left.
Eh, it's fine.
So,
Is it an hour-ish?
Yeah. What about Man Bat? Did you enjoy Man Bat? It's a little cameo in there.
Man Bat?
Where the wall was bleeding in the tomb, and then the Bat Man thing came out of the wall and like bit Batman in the neck, and then he woke up. Do you remember that?
I remember Goo.
So he's like at the tomb, and like it starts to bleed out of the wall, and he was like, "What?" And he like touched it. And then, like, after he touched it, it goes, like, bah! And, like, jump scares you.
How is it a man bat?
That's one of Batman's villains. There's a human that got, I don't know his origin, but he's literally half man and half bat. So they made his name Man Bat. And he's one of Batman's villains. You can look it up. And I thought that was a little interesting. I was just like... Why is Man Bat?
I thought it was just more of Batman's crazy.
No, like
I feel like everybody in this movie was crazy.
See, it's Man Bat.
That makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah. I thought honestly in a lot of those dream sequences, I thought there was gonna be a Scarecrow, they were gonna bring Scarecrow back for something because Scarecrow's whole thing is he interacts with you while you're asleep. And I was really getting pumped
for a Scarecrow to come out or make a cameo or something, and he never did. So I was just like, oh, alright.
I didn't think anything of Man-Bat because I didn't know Man-Bat was a thing until now. I'm probably going to have nightmares, so.
Yeah, because, I mean, he may come back in another movie, which would be creepy, because I don't know if he's that big of a villain. I guess the last one. What did you think about Flash's cameo in the movie?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Flash was coming from the future. I mean, you told me it was
Flash, and I was like, okay, wow, okay. Yeah,
he ran so fast, he went back in time.
Which, like, I can see that, like, being a thing in comic books, but yeah, I don't.
You just don't?
I don't get it.
So yeah, I guess that brings us to the end. Kayla, I guess I have to ask you, is this something that these wonderful people that have stuck with us throughout this entire show, is this... Why am I playing with your keys? Is this something that they gotta see? Like, would you give this the you-gotta-see seal of approval?
No.
Sorry, I wanted to be a seal.
No. I mean, like, well, okay, that's subjective. I feel like if you are a DC Comics fan or a superhero fan in general, you should see this just so you can be informed about fandom. But it's not like, oh my gosh, you totally have to see this because it's so amazing.
I gotta agree. If you want a...
See it when it comes out on Redbox so you don't have to pay to go to the theater.
Yeah, that too. I mean, no, I don't know if you're gonna get the same experience. It's a whole lot cooler on the big screen. If you just watch it at home, you're just a sad person.
If you're a comic book fan.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you just want to see it to be like, yes, I saw it, I know the story.
There wasn't much of a story.
Exactly.
Like, if you want to go see it for aesthetically cool effects.
See it in the theater.
Go see it in the theater. It's totally worth it. You got to see that. But if you're going for, like, a movie... That's deep and has a purpose, and you're like, oh my god, and you feel like enlightened after you leave. I love Batman. Not I hate even Superman. That.
Like, if you just want a story.
Yeah, if you want a story.
I don't say I feel enlightened after seeing an Iron Man movie, but there was a good story.
Yeah. But you feel good about yourself, and you're not confused.
I hate to pull the DC versus Marvel card. I don't mean to, but it's just an easy comparison to make because it's a superhero movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like I'd give it about, like, I don't know, about half. I mean, I wouldn't say, like, this is something you gotta see or you're gonna miss out, like Deadpool. But, I mean, if you're looking for, if you're bored and you're looking for something fun to do, go check it out. This video should be out later this week, which you'll will be listening to it later this week.
Video? And,
yeah. What did I say?
You said video.
I've got other things on my mind because it's getting a little late.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this podcast will.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
I do a lot of stuff on YouTube, so I'm kind of.
He's used to video.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get him into this whole podcasting thing because.
To mention, I have to pee. That's a special. Don't look at me like I'm weird.
You're weird.
I am not weird. Like, comment, and subscribe. Dang it! We're not on YouTube. Also, okay. I probably just blew your eardrums out, people listening. I'm looking at the feedback. Anyway, keep going with your outro. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna outro us out. Because that's the thing.
You're gonna outro us out?
I am. So, check out our next episode. Should be out in about 2 weeks. We're gonna try to do this on every 2 week kind of basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a movie plan for the next one, but we'll have it soon, and it'll be my turn to lead the discussion. Woohoo!
So be looking for that on the 29th of April. Should be when that next episode's coming out.
We don't know that for sure, because we still have to go through the iTunes approval process, Derek.
Oh, that's true.
So that's that will be out date. 2 weeks from the time this one is out.
Yeah.
We still have to figure all of that with iTunes and everything, because we are very new at this, but we're excited.
Yeah, that's why I looked up to date.
Good try. Good try, dear. We will have a more solid schedule as soon as we get more solid footing. Let's put it that way.
It's true.
So, thank you very much for joining us.
We really appreciate your support of listening to our show. We had a lot of fun doing it. I had fun.
Yes.
And fans coming back and listening to it is what's going to keep this show going. So
yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. Tell your friends about it. I mean, it's fun to listen to while you're running, I guess. I don't know, because you can run away from my problems with the Batman movie. Do you have anything else to say?
You just start going, and I just let you go.
Yeah, that's what improv is all about.
Yeah, well, we don't have email, Twitter, all that yet, because we're kind of just doing this on a whim.
But we might, after doing the next one.
Oh, we will. We'll have all that information for you in our next podcast. We just have to get it all set up. And really get this stuff solidified. But
yeah,
thanks for listening.
It was a pleasure. I am Derek.
And I'm Kayla.
And this has been You Gotta See This. See you guys later.
Bye.